going out on a date, she would maybe spend a lot of time in front of the mirror. What do you call it? What would you say she's doing?
Hitting her again, pregnant.
Well, what if a boy's doing the same thing? What would you call him doing?
He's doing the same thing, right?
Prepping.
Trying to be nice for the car.
What do you call these things that women wear around the wrists?
Wristwatch?
Well, that, or...
Bracelet?
Or something else just to look pretty they might wear around the neck?
I've got a necklace, and I've got a cross, I've got lobster ears, and all that. I hardly wear anything, I can't stand around my neck.
Yeah, right. I bought one of these college rings, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I guess because everybody buys them.
Mm-hmm.
I think I wore it about a week.
Sure.
That's all. I don't like anything thinking about
that. I don't either.
What about these things that a man wears over his shoulders to hold his pants up?
Suspenders. Or gaiters, what do you call them? Suspenders, I think, is the most adequate name for them.
Who would be more likely to say galluses than suspenders?
I imagine the older people say gaiters.
But what do you call this thing that you take along with you when it's raining outside?
Umbrella.
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Parasol.
Parasol? We're talking about your bed. When you make up your bed, the last thing that goes over it, you call that the what?
Spread.
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 Have you ever heard that called anything else? What about counterpin?
Well, we used to have counterpins, but back then they called them counterpins. They don't say that anymore now. They called the bed springs.
It was the same thing as springs.
The same thing. They used to have counterpins, had long fringes on them. I don't see them anymore.
And the thing on the bed that you rest your head on, that's it.
Pillow.
Have you ever seen these things that they were longer than a pillow?
Bolster. I've got a bolster. See, I'm not.
On that bed. Well, are those, do you actually sleep on them, or are they just for looks?
You can sleep on them, they're nice and soft. Sleep on them. Nice feather.
And let me ask you this. If it was a particularly long bolster, you might say it didn't just go part of the way across the bed, it went...
All the way across. Mine goes all the way across.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And what about something else that you might have on your bed in wintertime when it gets real cold? It's kind of a heavy thing.
Blanket.
A blanket or a...
Quilt.
Quilt. Do people still get together and sew those things, make quilts? Have you ever been in on that?
Oh, yes. I've made a mini quilt.
They're right.
Mm-hmm.
Are they very hard to make?
Yes, they're hard to make, but I used to be mining for my eyes that day. I was very nice, kind of threw a needle. And I moved to buy my comforts, blankets, and all that. But I used to make quilts.
Have you ever heard of putting down, if you had company, if you had some little children staying overnight, something that you might put on the floor for a temporary bed?
Yeah, my two boys, they came from Michigan to see me, and that's where they slept last night on the paddock down there with that thing.
Is that right? What about, you might say, talking about a farm, you might say you expect a big crop this year because the soil is very
moist.
Is there anything special that you call good soil that'll grow just about anything?
Well, I have heard of some soil being better. I heard of the bottom land being good land and all that.